Just communication. Anything that can be said out there will be said out there in terms of what we have to do, techniques that we have to play. And with the twos and threes, those players are still trying to learn that, but the ones are doing it light speed.
And you had to catch up to it, or you felt like you were okay with it?
Yeah, it took me a couple of plays to catch up to it, but I think by mid to end of the day, I was trying to get on their same level. Obviously, I've only been here about 2 or 3 weeks, but I think I held my own.
You made a couple of plays yesterday. I mean, when you saw the tape, were you pleased with what you did there?
Yeah, I mean, there's always some corrections that can be made, but overall, I think I did well for my first day.
You noticed there in this team, special teams has got to be important. So how do you feel about that?
I think it's very important. Obviously, I'm a rookie trying to make the team, so special teams can be a good platform to make that. Trying to get on any special teams I can, whether it's running down kickoff or blocking somebody on kickoff return.
Did you play much in college?
Yeah, I started all 4 years on about 2 or 3 special teams.
When you looked at, you know, I'm assuming you had a couple of offers come here. What was it about this team that made you want to come here?
Just the overall organization. I knew the coaches had been here for a long time together. I knew a lot about the linebacker coach, and Coach Coughlin's a great coach. They had a lot of veterans on defense, so I knew if I came here, I'd be able to learn from a lot of them.
You're a West Coast guy, right? You're from LA?
Yeah.
Was that a big change for you to come out here?
Very big change. I was actually, when I got the call from them, I was actually on my way to train. And then about 2 to 3 hours later, I was on a plane coming out here. So I had to say a lot of quick goodbyes and then just hop on a plane for 5 hours.
What do you think of the area here?
Oh, I love it so far.
Yeah.
I mean, I've only seen here in the hotel, but hopefully once camp breaks, I'll be able to actually go into it. A lot of my friends ask me how it's the big city and everything. I'm saying I wouldn't know yet. In about a week or so, maybe I'll try to get over there and sightsee a little bit.
Wait till you try and rent an apartment.
That's a whole different story.
How's the, it was a groin, right?
Yes.
Early on?
Everything's fine right now.
Yeah.
I just keep a little wrap on it just because right now, but everything's fine. I'm around.
That must be frustrating when you're trying to make the team, trying to make plays, and then you got to miss a couple practices.
Yeah.
Scary?
Yeah. I mean, speaking for a lot of guys that have been injured the past couple of days, that are rookies trying to make the team also, you feel like you've had a couple good practices and you go down with a groin or something else, and it kind of takes it away. It takes away opportunities, takes away reps that you can get, giving reps to other players, but obviously you want to be back on the team and you want to be playing to compete for a job.
Coughlin said he thought it was going to leave you out for some time. It didn't seem like it was that bad, though. I mean, did you surprise yourself?
Oh, no, it was relatively light.
Okay.
I've had some in the past in high school and college, and I felt like this was one of the more mild ones. So I knew I wouldn't be out for a long time. I just needed some rest and relaxation.
What were the parameters that they gave you when you came in terms of your opportunity to compete? What exactly did they think the potential was for you to come here?
They said I had a good potential to come here. They like me in coverage, they like me on special teams, and obviously they are looking for other wills such as Mike Boley that can cover somebody 20 yards down the field but also help out on the run. So they said I had a good opportunity to make the team, especially on special teams also. So overall, the opportunity to come here was good, and that's why I chose to come here.
Were you surprised when they said, Michael's not going to practice when you drew up with the ones? I mean, that's a big jump from 3-1.
Yeah, it happened in the walkthroughs. I was just standing there waiting with the threes, and then nobody saw Mike anywhere. And then Coach called me over and said, just go with the ones today. So I kind of got a little excited, but equally as nervous. Mm-hmm. So just had to talk more with the ones. John Goff told me, if you ever need to talk to me, I'll talk to you on the field. I'll coach you up and everything. But just getting on their level of communication.
Did you get a chance to see anything with Mike from yesterday's practice? Did you watch film alongside with him?
Yeah.
What I mean, anything he pointed out to you?
Just little tips. Okay. Just little tips on where to be, foot placement, hand placement, little things that he sees on the field that's helping me.